Central Ohio's news talk station is 610 WTVN.
Talking to Mike, John, and Sam with the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. And I got to ask you guys, and I'll ignore you, John, because you're a dead zone when it comes to this stuff. But, like, Mike, when you're out doing investigations, what's the I guess, something that sticks out in your mind that has actually happened to you or you've seen?
Shadow people. A lot of reports that we get are black shadow people. That was similar to what I've experienced in Michigan when I was younger. Yeah.
I don't know. Just look like just a dark. It's human shaped, but it's just black.
Yeah. Most of the time, it's not even human shaped. It's just like a big oblong black mass that you can't see through, and it casts shadows.
Oh. Okay.
And the way what really freaks me out about them personally is the way they move. I mean, it's just it's something I can't explain. I mean, they just move really weird. It's almost like something you'd see in the movie.
Oh, really?
From what I've experienced, yeah.
What about you, Sam?
One of the hardest things when I first started with the group, and as if people get into this, is you go in with an open mind, and sometimes things like to attach themselves to you if you leave an investigation, if you have too much of an open mind. And one night after an investigation that we've been to in Clintonville, we've been there a couple times. It was a pretty intense investigation. A few things happened while we were there. And so I was settling in. I was getting ready to go to bed, and I've told this story before. And all of a sudden, something leaned over me and said, "I'm going to get you."
Really?
Yeah. And that whole night, I had a dream over and over again. And it was just a guy saying, "Sam Clark," Sam, which is my name, just over and over again. And then I woke up about 4 hours later to my mom getting sick profusely in the restroom. And in 22 years, I've never heard my mom get sick. I asked her if she was okay. I got her something. And then I went back to bed. She told me to go to bed. She was fine. And later on that morning when I got up and was getting ready for the day, my dad was in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden he walked over to the trash can and started getting sick.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was fighting with people that whole day. The whole day seemed to go in slow motion. And finally just got to the point where I had to stand up for myself and say, "You know what? You're not going to do this to me. Leave me alone." And after after about a good week, it finally left me alone.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
A lot of stuff went on, but it's a long story, so.
Okay. Sue, 610 WTVN.
Hi. I had a question because I have a newer home, and we've only lived here about 12 years, and no one else has lived in it but us. And my son and myself both have heard and seen things in it, and I'm just wondering why that would be, because it's a newer home. I mean, anywhere from, like, I've woken up in the middle of the night to, like fog in my room, or it looks really hazy. And then he saw what you had described as a shadow person walking in my bedroom when I wasn't in there, but he said that he could see it had arms and legs and was all dark and solid, and he couldn't see through it, and it also had hair that looked like mine and was walking very slowly from one side of the room into our bathroom. And then I've seen, like, what I thought looked like him going past his room when I was in it, running ahead of my oldest son, and I thought they were both coming upstairs, and one was ahead of the other one. And just, you know, the water turning off and on. We've heard sounds. I heard someone shout in my ear one evening, just like a really loud shout. It wasn't saying anything, but it was just, you know, like a yell in my ear.
So you're the only ones who lived in the house, so I don't know. Right. Guys, what do you think?
How long has this been going on?
Well, my son's 11, and he first started, I think, probably about 4 years ago, this, like, started happening.
I couldn't exactly tell you why it's happening, but maybe, you know, your kids are younger. They're more open and susceptible to, you know, being a little bit more sensitive than, an adult. Maybe you're a little bit open-minded, too. I mean, it's really hard to say. If you want to shoot us an email, we can discuss it further.
All right, and you can do that, Central Ohio Paranormal. .com. Gentlemen, we're out of time, but thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Real interesting. And like I said, you can check out their website. We'll post a link on my page.